Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So, Johnny, how often do you actually delete things from your phone? Like photos, texts,
only,
emails?
Only if my phone says you're running out of storage.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's the only time.
Yeah, so about 52% of people have never deleted anything from their devices. 41% say they avoid deleting pictures and videos from them. And the survey also found that 33% of people said they still have files on their device that are at least like 10 years old. And instead of deleting it, they just transfer files from one device to another and then continue to move on. And actually, that's something I just ran into recently with changing devices.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to transfer stuff over to my phone. They're like, we can't do that because there's actually not enough space on this new phone. I'm like, what do you mean? So I've been trying to work on doing that myself. Just
I thought they were going to say it's too old of a file and we can't because it's like DOS related or something like that.
Right.
Like
it's
huge file.
Yeah, totally. I mean, think about how long, whether it being iPhone or Android, if you've stuck with that for years since you started using a cell phone, you might have stuff all the way back from then just because of it, and it keeps transferring over and over again. So delete your stuff. It'll save some space.
And it'll probably make your phone go faster, too.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, man, my phone's so slow. So it's probably because you're running on about 90% of storage being full.
Yes.
So, speaking of being full, this guy who's part owner of a gourmet dog food company, Munster Milling Company, is looking to be testing the product. He's going to eat his company's dog food for a whole month to show everyone that it's actually healthy. So instead of participating in a, you know, dry January or veganary, we need to come up with a good dog food manary. But he's eating this on a freeze-dried dog food and snacking on the kibble and all that stuff. So
I mean, if he actually likes it, then, you know, he can look at his dog and be like, come on, buddy, eat your dinner.
Yeah.
I know it's delicious.
What's weird is every time he has to go to the bathroom, you have to take him for a walk.
Yeah, it's really strange. Yeah. I mean, that's what
he's always scratching at the door, the back door, and it's like, wow, Mitch, you're really taking this seriously.
Maybe humans shouldn't eat dog food.